Good morning. This is Patricia Kohlberg with another book recommendation from our book mole, Larry Bolden. In this review, he briefly discusses the novel The Berry Pickers by Indigenous writer Amanda Peters. It's a story of tragedy, loss, and mystery told by two narrators, Joe, a Mi'kmaq boy who believes himself to be bad luck to his family, and Norma, a girl whose own young life is shrouded in secrets. It's a story that resonates with the long and shameful history of Indigenous children being wrested by force from their families in a campaign to erase Native American culture and history. Here's Larry's take on the novel, The Berry Pickers. A 4-year-old Mi'kmaq girl who, with her family, has arrived in Maine from Nova Scotia, disappears from the blueberry fields. She is last seen by her brother, Joe, who is 6. It's 1962, and the family, who has come on its annual trek to pick berries and apples, is distraught when she vanishes and searches for any signs of her for years after her disappearance. So begins this wonderfully wrought story of grief and loss and family love. The Berry Pickers by Amanda Peters, part historical novel and part mystery, is such a lovely book. Quote, "The day Ruthie went missing, the black flies seemed to be especially hungry. The white folks at the store where we got our supplies said that Indians made such good berry pickers because something sour in our blood kept the black flies away. But even then, as a boy of 6, I knew that wasn't true. Black flies don't discriminate." End quote. Joe is one of the narrators of the story, and Norma is the other. Norma is different from the other members of her large family and often asks her parents why she is so much darker than others in the family. Along with Ruthie's disappearance, this is the second mystery that slowly unravels as the novel spools out. The parents tell Norma that her great-grandfather was Italian and that she has his skin tone, which comes out in the sun. The true story is quite different, but I don't give away mysteries. Amanda Peters is herself a writer of Mi'kmaq and settler ancestry, and it shows in the careful research she displays in her novel. Joe is hit by a truck, resulting in horrible injuries that leave him an invalid. Quote, "I opened my eyes to unfamiliar faces switching this tube for that tube, pressing buttons and taking my temperature. I don't even remember having that many hands on me all at the same time, and I didn't like it. I tried to move away, but my body wouldn't oblige. I tried to find my father, but one of my eyes seemed to have shrunk. I found out the next day that I'd broken the eye socket, and the eye was nearly swollen shut. I also learned that I had a skull fracture from where my head bounced off the asphalt, a broken pelvis from the impact, a broken wrist, 10 broken ribs out of 12 on my left side, a punctured lung, and possibly a spinal injury, which the doctors could only examine after the swelling went down." End quote. Since I have no intention of giving away any of the mysteries in this suspenseful novel, there is little more I can say about it. It is wonderfully researched, wonderfully written, and for me, a novel take on racism. I will say that this is the second book this year I have chosen partly for the cover. The other was Pomegranate. Both books have such beautiful and artful covers. I hope the brevity of this review does not give the book short shrift. I have been talking about Amanda Peters' 2023 novel, The Berry Pickers. This is Larry Bolden for the Old Mole Variety Hour, and I'm Patricia Kohlberg, reading today for Larry.
We got a whole lot of Indians. the left, warriors to the right. Our whole sacred nation is waiting for